Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's talk some sports. That's why you guys are all here. If you heard, the NFL is proposing a change for onside kicks. So you already know how onside kicks go. I don't need to really explain it to you. But they are proposing a 4th-and-15 play from the 25-yard line. Obviously, if you're a team like Kansas City who actually likes its quarterback and thinks your quarterback is good, this is a rule change that you should be excited about. But Andy Reid has some mixed feelings towards it.
I don't know if it's going to pass or not. I know the special teams coaches aren't real big on that. It takes away, obviously, one of the elements of theirs. And then it's also the kickoff, which has been under scrutiny here, and kickoff returns. So, to keep the integrity of the game, you like that part of it. On the other hand, if it does pass and we've got a guy that can do 4th-and-15s. I mean, he would give us an opportunity to be able to do that. So I've got kind of mixed thoughts on it. I would probably stick, being an old guy, I'd probably stick with the integrity of the game as it sits right now, but I can also see where the other part could be exciting.
I was reading an article today about the gimmickiness of this proposed rule. And this is the thing about gimmicky. I think that my generation is more accepting of these kind of rule changes because we grew up playing video games. Like, if you grew up playing Madden or you grew up playing NFL 2K, you've been going for it on fourth down way before the NFL told you it was acceptable. You were going for two when you were up 7 to go up 9, and you were doing a lot of the things that were called gimmicky. Now we call analytics. And you Madden players know exactly what I'm talking about. You're comfortable going with it on 4th-and-15. You got that play that you can run in that certain scenario, and you think that it's going to work every single time. So I don't think that the younger generation and the people who grew up playing Madden or Tecmo, I don't think we really view gimmicky with rule changes the way that Andy Reid's generation and the generation before us kind of views it. This is a little bit of gimmicky, and that's perfectly fine. But it's not any more gimmicky than at some point they let basketball teams hold the ball for as long as they wanted. And then someone said, hey, what if we put a shot clock on it and force teams to shoot to speed the game up, make it more exciting? Or at some point, every shot was worth 2 points in basketball. And then someone had this crazy idea of, hey, what if we draw this circle around the basket? And if you shoot from behind the basket, that shot's worth more than if you shoot a shot inside of the line. I'm sure on Sports Talk Radio back when they were doing that, everybody called it gimmicky and said it doesn't make any sense. It's never going to work. People aren't going to like it. Guess what? We like it. And the three-point shot has revolutionized the game and improved the quality of it from a visual standpoint. I think that this rule is going to be something very similar. So to give you some numbers, teams recover onside kicks at a 4% clip. 4% clip. So 96% of the time when they line up to do an onside kick, they don't recover the onside kick. It's a waste of all of our time. They can't get the bounce right. They kick it 7 yards. They do get the bounce right, but it goes out of bounds. 4% of the time are onside kicks recovered. If you now take it with 3rd and 4th and 15, it is at 15%. Teams convert on 3rd and 14 or 3rd and 15 or 4th and 15, 15% of the time. That's not a great percentage. It shouldn't be a great percentage. It's 3rd and 15. It's 4th and 15. You don't want to make it 50% or 60%. But to me, this incentivizes it, and it gives teams like Kansas City a better chance of winning. It gives teams like Seattle a better chance of winning. It gives teams like Houston with Deshaun Watson a better chance of winning. And if anything, it makes the game more exciting. I am all for rules that make football a more exciting product. couple years ago. They didn't want to get rid of the extra point. So they had the idea. Let's keep it. Let's just move it back and make it more difficult. And you got to admit, the extra point is more exciting. Now, they still make it at an incredible pace, but it was 99%. Four extra points got missed the last regular season that we had it where it was. You move it back, it's not as automatic anymore, which changes the strategy of the game. So to Reed's point about gimmicky, and Rob, I'm curious to what you hear about it because you do hear this rule as a little bit gimmicky. I think a lot of really innovative rules are looked at as gimmicky, whether it's rules on the field or rules in how we kind of view the game. But typically, we come to adapt to them. They become, quote unquote, the new normal, to throw a phrase that we've been throwing out there a whole lot over these last couple of weeks. And then it becomes commonplace. I don't think that this 4th and 15 rule is going to be much different.
I guess where we differ is when I saw the language clarified on this rule. Because yesterday, when you were talking to Sean and you said that, I was all with you. I like the creativeness. I like that it's different. I think the NFL is heading toward a place where we don't see kickoffs and things of that nature. I think that's the trend we're headed towards. So eliminating the onside kick is just a step in that direction. But when I reviewed the language, it says you can only try this twice a game, which then I think, well, now that's dumb. Because if you can do it every time, if you can score, go up 7-0, and then onside kick 4th and 15, you get it. You then drive down the field again, 14-0, and you do this on an endless loop, and you boat race, if you're the Chiefs, and you boat race the helpless Bengals. I don't care. That's awesome. That's the Bengals' fault for not being able to stop you on 4th and 15. What I don't like is that you've limited this to 2 times per game. Because now it becomes a thing where instead of a potential advantage for an elite offense, it becomes this thing where it's like, yeah, it's kind of like the onside kick and we don't want you doing it all the time. So really ignore this rule for 90% of the game, which I think makes it a gimmick.
That part I think is very fair. But I think the argument for the NFL would be, and I'll play for what Tom Pelissero had to say coming up in just a little bit. I think their case is we don't want to create it where this is a part of team strategy. So a team like Kansas City that is far better at quarterback, they can somewhat break the mold. It doesn't matter how good your kicker is. You could have Justin Tucker, you could have Harrison Bucker, or you could have the worst kicker in the NFL. Very few teams just randomly try onside kicks or have a kicker that you feel gives you a substantial advantage when it comes to it, so it doesn't break the competitiveness of the league. That I think they're trying to do the exact same thing here. Some teams are far better at quarterbacks, far better at offense than other teams. So let's reward those teams just a little bit, but let's not create a rule where those teams can break it and then damage the competitiveness of the game. And let's create scenarios in which teams would normally go for onside kicks. Even now, even before they really changed the rule, you didn't see a whole lot of surprise onside kicks. Sometimes teams did it. We saw it in the Super Bowl. But we can't think of a whole bunch of examples where onside kicks were just happening all the time. They typically happen in the scenario that the NFL is proposing. They typically happen when you're down late in the game. You never see more than 2 onside kicks in a game. So I think the NFL is trying to serve both masters here and try to find that right sweet spot when it comes to competitive balance. What's a way to make our game more exciting and more fun? What's also a way where teams can't abuse this rule?
Yeah, I get that. But to your competitive balance point, there aren't limitations on other potential competitive advantages. We saw the Ravens go for it on 4th down an incredible amount last year, which is a competitive advantage because you have 4th down to get extra yardage. There was no rule the Ravens, you can go for it on 4th down, but only when you're trailing in the 4th quarter. You only go for it, you know, with 8 minutes left on the clock. I don't like when you create situations for a rule. I think the rule should be the rule. And frankly, I think things like the 2-point conversion going up for on 4th down and things like that, where the analytics show it's smarter to do it every time. I'm sure when you have an elite quarterback, the analytics will show do the onside kick every time if you are allowed. So my problem with the competitive balance thing is when you create stipulations on a rule, I think it proves the rule is so imperfect that you should not add it.
I want to play this audio for you. This is Tom Pelissero of NFL Network. Here's his reporting on the proposed onside kick rule in the NFL.
An alternative that a team could choose to use twice a game to, instead of attempting the traditional onside kick, they could go for it on a 4th and 15 from their own 25-yard line and attempt to retain possession that way. Now, one other thing that we learned overnight was that contrary to a summary that initially went out saying that this would allow a trailing team to keep the ball, the actual language of the proposal does not mention anything about trailing. In other words, whether a team is ahead or behind on a scoreboard, they could choose to use one of those two opportunities to go for it on the 4th and 15, which, Mike, sets up some really interesting strategy decisions, and you have to wonder who the first coach would be to say we're going to go down and score on the opening possession, convert a 4th and 15, and then double up to make it 14-0 before the other quarterback touches the ball.
So that's Tom Pelissero of NFL Network. I do think there is momentum that is pushing in the direction that I do think this is going to be passed. And if you're a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs, which I'm going to assume a majority of you are fans of the Kansas City Chiefs, this is a rule that you should absolutely welcome. Mahomes has been so dominant in these scenarios that this gives you a pretty clear competitive advantage, I think, over other teams in the NFL. Man, you should feel really comfortable because there's a lot of teams that don't want this to pass because they quarterback ain't able. And I'm looking at a tweet from Adam Teicher. So the Chiefs didn't go for it on 4th and 15 or longer last year, but Mahomes likes it. He was 12-6 for 255 yards and 3 touchdowns on 3rd and 15 or more in the regular season in his career, and that doesn't count WASP in the Super Bowl. So if you're a Chiefs fan, you should absolutely love this. And I understand what Rob is saying when he calls the rule a little bit gimmicky. But man, I think a lot of things in sports, the first time we hear them or the first time we see them are gimmicky and we end up liking it. I'm sure the first time that they put the yellow line on the television, we all thought this was dumb and this was never going to last. I don't want to watch a football game that doesn't have the yellow line on the television. I think eventually we will end up liking this, and I think eventually we will end up accepting it, and I think it's going to make the game a more exciting and entertaining product.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.